It's time we talked about how long it takes to go from square one to becoming a professional race driver. Ain't afraid to bear my soul, ain't afraid to walk on coals. I ain't gonna tell no lies, I ain't gonna apologize. Can't stop me now, can't stop me now. I'm just doing what I do. Enzo Mucci here with the Race Driver Coach Show, episode 15 of season 4. And season 4, with 15 episodes, it's only now I'm talking about how long it takes to become pro, to get to be a professional race driver, which is why so many people here that are watching this, maybe you, that's why you're here. You want to find out how to go pro. And knowing how long it takes is pretty important. And it is something that is really difficult to answer because everyone's in different situations. Your skill set's different. The amount of money you got is different. The amount of people you got, your skills, your management, it's really heavily dependent. And if you've got a good manager who's knocking on doors for you and getting you into professional race seats, it can happen a lot quicker. If you're on your own and you don't talk to anybody and you haven't got very good results and you're hardly in the car, it's going to take a lot longer. But just to give you some kind of idea of the spectrum, the different variety, because let's be honest, right? If an actor, a wannabe actor came to you, so I've just started acting lessons, and he went to, or she went to some kind of movie producer and said, how long until I get my first paycheck before I go get into Hollywood, say? They wouldn't be able to answer that because it depends on so many things. And it's the same in racing. Look at these drivers. You look at someone like Max Verstappen. It took him 1 year of cars before he got into F1. Karting, Formula 3, came third in Formula 3, straight to F1. That's impossible now because of the super license points. You have to get 40 points before you're allowed to touch an F1 car or race one. So you can't do that anymore, but that took 1 year. And what's his name? Raikkonen. He was exactly the same. He went to Formula Renault, even smaller than an F3. Formula Renault straight to F1. These kind of things are rare before you get a pro seat, but they do happen now and then. Then you look at Lewis Hamilton. He took 5 years. He did Formula Renault, Formula 3, into GP2, and then F1. And back, he was backed by McLaren all the way, but it still took 5 years before they said, you're ready. Then you look at someone like new boy Latifi, who's in Williams this year. It took him 9 years. 9 years, and you look at his career path. It went from single-seaters, all the high-end single-seater championships, and then 1 year he took a step back, big step back, and did the Porsche Championship in Great Britain. And then back onto the F1 track he went, trajectory he went, and made it to F1 in the end. So that's a strange career path. But 9 years, how much money these drivers are spending when they're in top flight motorsport for 9 years. It's millions. And even then, they've got to wait for a seat to be available. They've then got to have the cash that gets them into that F1 seat or the opportunity if they're not winning everything. It's bloody hard. And then you look outside of F1, Rosenqvist, he took about 10 years before he started to get a pro seat. And that's someone who spent over 5 years in F3 alone, constantly doing Formula 3 year after year. Everybody's saying, come on, enough now. I think it's about time you give up or went to GT racing. But he stayed in F3 till he won the championship and Macau and all this and started to get big. And then Mercedes were knocking on his door, signing him up, and Formula E came along and away he went. 10 years, though. It's a long time. Not spring chicken by the time he started to get a proper paycheck. And then Antonio Felix da Costa, the new world champion, Formula E champion, took him about 8 years before he started to go pro. So you can see some people do it in a year, which is really hard, which is really rare. And some people take over a decade before they start to get paid. So it's, and that's what I really want to talk about here, is to make this practical for you, is what do people mean by going pro? Like, you get people in their second year and they put on their profile, Instagram profile, professional race car driver. No, you're not. You're still paying to be there. It's a glorified track day. That's all it is, with points. You're not professional until you've got a contract. You're not professional until it's all you do, and that is your full-time job. It's like saying you're a doctor when you're actually at school learning or getting the qualifications to be a doctor, but you call yourself professional doctor. I think you get arrested. people do it in this sport, and they do it in other things as well, business. Call themselves serial entrepreneurs when they're really not. It's everywhere. But professionals, when you start to get contracts from manufacturers and big sponsors paying for your race driving, and you're in. That is your job. But digging a bit deeper, even deeper, is why do people ask this question? Why do people ask, Enzo, how long does it take? Usually, it's because they're ready to give up. They've been banging their head against this brick wall for about 4 or 5 years. Nothing's really happening. They're wondering how long it takes. So they're asking, how much longer until something starts to happen for me, till I get a break? Or they're just wondering whether to do it. People ask me this question when they're not sure whether to go into motorsport, because they want some kind of guarantee that if they put these 6 years in, that they'll get something at the end. Doesn't happen like that. You don't put 6 years in and get some graduation. So many things have got to happen for you to get a pro drive. You've got to be, I made a little list here, I've written it down. First, you've got to be fast. You've got to be marketable. You've got to have some good management. You've got to have some good people skills, if not, and sales skills, if you can do it yourself. And you've got to have the reputation where people see you and say, I want to pay you to race my car. That's the position you've got to be in. And it might cost you, like all them names we mentioned before, it costs them millions to get to that stage where somebody noticed them. And this was forgetting, you know, when I say about Max Verstappen going from karts to cars, he did it in 1 year. What about the 10 or 8 years of karting he did before that? That's expensive as well. And he had to be a world beater in that as well. Like they all did, Lewis Hamilton. These guys were karting way before cars came along. And don't let that put you off, though, because you can go pro and never have touched a go-kart in your life. That's true. That's no problem there. But just think how long they've been really doing it before they get the shot, before they get a contract on their table saying, we'll pay you to be our driver for the next year or two or 10. 10-year contract would be nice. So it's really hard. But I just want to say to you now, the most important thing is, if you're out there and you're not really got a drive at all and you want to go pro, most important thing is to be racing something, anything, even if it's a wheelbarrow, even if it's a lawnmower. Become the world champion lawnmower in lawnmower racing, or an esports champion. You must be racing in something in order for it to count as 1 year. If you've raced 5 years ago, you haven't raced since, and you're still thinking about going pro, you're pretty much at square one still. Maybe you did race 5 years ago, but that's deleted. For you to be seen by anybody, a manufacturer or a sponsor, you've got to be on the track competing and winning. You've got to stand out. You've heard me say this 1,000 times about just go and do the MX5s, which cost, you know, if you're in Britain, or if you want to fly to Britain and race, even the MX5s, which cost about £20,000 to compete. If you're winning in that, and you're getting all this exposure in your local town to get sponsors from your local town, your businesses in that area, it gives you content for your social media, you look like you're an active race driver, which you are, you're winning. That's a lot better than sitting at home, not doing a thing. You've got to be racing something. There will be something, whether it's in your country or it's the other side of the world, that is affordable to race. In Britain, we're lucky. We've got about 6 championships that people can do on a normal wage. In America, there will be things there. In Europe, there'll be things you can race, like old Formula Fords. There'll be something you can race that is affordable. It's your job to get on that bandwagon. It's your job to get in them sort of championships and then win. And you start to build a profile. Because you're not going to get spotted if you haven't got a profile. You must get some kind of reputation as a winner. Stand out. Otherwise, you've got no chance. So everybody who's watching this, who just sits at home and keeps aiming for something that's too big and then failing, think to yourself, right, I'm going to set a 6-month goal. If you're watching this now, it's August. So this 6-month goal would be February, say. I am going to be signed up for a championship and entered and going to be competing in a championship. That's my deadline. I must. Now, what is the championship? What championship is doable? What championship is affordable? And then you reverse engineer that of how the hell am I going to get the money together for this? If it's $30,000, If it's $40,000, how am I going to get that together? And you start to come up with a battle plan and you execute on it. If you want to go pro, you've got to be on track in anything. And I know people, you know, again, I'll say like Latifi, who's on a trajectory of F3 and all this, and then took a step down and went to Porsche in Great Britain to race the Carrera Cup. Everybody's like, what the hell? Oh, okay, direction change in his career. But actually, it was better than doing nothing. And Alessian, right? He beat some of the F1 stars that we see now in Formula Renault 3.5. He won that championship. Usually, drivers go to F1 from there back in them days. But he went to German F3 after that. Not only German F3, but Class B. This was 2011, I think. It was. Class B in German F3. When there's like three people in that class, and he was in it. And he was the champion of Formula Renault World Series. But it was better than taking a year out. It was helping a team out. Maybe a sponsorship thing was going on there. But he knew that he had to, even though he really didn't want to, take a step back like that. He had to just race something. Same for you. If you're not racing, then what are you doing? You've got to be on the track. Do not be snobby. Do not be too posh for anything. If you've got the chance to race anything, do it. Aim lower, which sounds scary to people, but just get on the track, get the results, get active, and you'll get meeting people, you'll attract sponsors, and then you can build this empire of yours and go pro within whatever time frame it takes. But you've got to be on track. Make it a goal. Within 6 months, what are you going to be racing? And do it. Can't stop.